If you were to go into a hospital here in Geneva or in Tokyo or Toronto or Paris, London, with a certain illness, you would expect a certain standard of healthcare. And it would be obvious to you that the standards in terms of making the diagnosis, the treatment that you got, the safety and the hygiene in the hospital, or indeed the communication from the healthcare workers to you, it would be obvious that that was of a certain standard. And it is exactly this question that is the most difficult when you think about standards going to work in situations of conflict. What can you do to maintain the standard that is as high as possible, but when you know you cannot achieve the standard that you would like? And that question is universal when working in armed conflict. You are always faced with that because you can never actually achieve the standard that you would like. And whilst there's a lot of advice that such standards should be appropriate, how do we decide what is appropriate? That's the really difficult question. So the guide which we've referred to here, this guide really should, I hope, help people determine what appropriate standards are. I'd like to give three examples which may take us towards the beginning of some answers. The first, if I can stay with my own background, that is the surgery for war wounded. In our hospitals, we do not have the luxury of multiple specialist surgeons. So one surgeon, the general surgeon, has to manage all aspects of the wounds. And one of the most fiercely contested aspects is how to manage fractures. And that is, given that 70% of war wounds are of limbs, this is a very hot issue. What technology is appropriate? Can a general surgeon who is used to dealing with the abdomen actually manage the high technology that is required to fix a fracture by modern standards? So how have we arrived at the standard that we recommend for the ICRC? We have arrived there because hundreds, if not thousands, of surgeons have come to work in our hospitals. We have discussions, we have case presentations, and we've decided on a low-tech general surgical principles apply. And so the standard of fracture management is well described. What we try and avoid is that the surgeon has a go at something. For example, a patient with a brain injury. Well, when I was a surgeon, I was the only surgeon there. How do you make the decision to have a go at an injury that is clearly outside your domain of specialization and your domain of competence? This is a very difficult decision because you may actually be that person's only chance, even though you are outside your professional comfort zone. The other two examples which I would come to, one is about communication. Communication is such an important part of healthcare, and yet if you are not from the culture of the population that's affected, if you do not speak their language, and you're working through a translator who may not be a professional translator, how do you deal with issues of consent, for example? How do you explain the advantages and the disadvantages of the different treatment regimes to the patients? A third example of standards is basically what do you do if the hospital is simply overwhelmed, if the staff can't get to work, if there's no electricity? Well, in the mid-90s, we published a strategy in the British Medical Journal which stated quite simply that in those circumstances, maybe it's best to treat people with dressings, antibiotics, and pain relief only, rather than try and bring the surgery just to a few. And we even backed that up with some data that strategy would actually not lose so many lives, but it would at least allow death with some dignity from those who would not survive such a simplified regime. And so we have to be able to adapt this notion of standards according to the context. So the message today really is that for any practitioner who thinks they may be faced with war wounds, whose context may change, or who may be deployed to a situation where he or she has to treat war-wounded people, the resource-constrained environment we talk about, basically, you have to prepare yourself by thinking about what are appropriate standards. What texts have you referred to? How have you tried to experience or benefit from the experience of others? And I think the last message really is, which I did not do enough of in the early days, and that was to discuss with colleagues around me. So you may not make the right decision, but at least you've made a decision with the help of colleagues, and you will live more easily with that decision.